People with high-speed internet connections, such as DSL or cable, are now able to bypass their local telephone company and get unlimited local and long-distance calling from broadband phone companies. John Kalish reports that this is cheaper than traditional phone service, but its regulatory future is uncertain.
30-year-old Jimmy Tam lives in a Manhattan high-rise with a super-fast T1 internet line. For $35 a month, a New Jersey company called Vonage provides him with such features as call waiting, caller ID, and voicemail, as well as unlimited local and long-distance phone service. It's all done through a box the size of a portable CD player that connects Tam's phone to his internet jack.
I'm actually very pleased. I'm very pleased. The customer service has been very well. The sound quality is fantastic, especially during the daytime. So, nighttime a little bit tingy, just because the way my building is set up for internet connections. The more people log on, my internet connection gets degraded a bit.
Tam is using phone service made possible by VOIP, or Voice Over Internet Protocol, a technology telecom analysts say is bringing profound change to the phone industry. Advocates of broadband phone service claim its sound quality is on a par with traditional phone service, but that is not yet the case, says Blake Kirby of the management consulting company Adventus.
It's not quite comparable to what you would get from your local telephone company. I think it will potentially be much better and much more feature-rich, but the way it works right now is that, you know, the telephone network is the most reliable and highest quality network for voice, but that is not going to last forever. 5 years from now, they'll probably be comparable, and 10 years from now, probably the voice over IP solution would be better.
So far, broadband phone companies have avoided state and federal regulation by claiming they're information companies, not phone companies. As a result, they've gotten around paying for 911 service, rural phone service, and internet access for libraries and schools, all expenses borne by the traditional phone companies. Several states, including California, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, have started legal proceedings to regulate the broadband phone companies. Brad Ramsey is general counsel for the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissions. He says that by avoiding fees and regulatory expenses, broadband phone companies have an unfair advantage over the traditional phone companies.
They are not more economically efficient because they've built a better mousetrap. They're more economically efficient because they don't have to pay for the cheese. You want to treat people that are providing the same service under the same regulatory regime, because you don't want them to succeed just because they're not regulated like everybody else, assuming that the reasons behind that regulation still hold water.
So far, it's not clear how the Federal Communications Commission is going to weigh in on the matter, but the baby bells are watching closely. Link Hoeing is Verizon's Vice President for Internet and Technology Policy. He says Verizon wants the commission to clarify how broadband phone companies like Vonage will pay into government-mandated funds for things like internet access and rural phone service.
What I'm hoping is the FCC issues a notice and says, we need to look at this in a rational way. I'm hoping it won't get contentious. I believe they recognize that things like 911 have to be addressed. I think they know that access charges do help support the existing network, and those issues have to be tackled. They probably wouldn't agree with us as to exactly what the level of payment ought to be, but that's another issue that, again, I think we can resolve.
Hoeing and others say the FCC will also need to look at how law enforcement agencies can get access to broadband phone systems for wiretapping purposes. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.